Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Sale Trend Witch Zeitles. Is that clear what I was trying to do there?
Wait, repeat close that? Enough?
The Sale Trend Witch Zeitles?
Yes, it was. All right. I was too busy reading the Hocus Pocus copy.
Okay. Oh, man, we have fun here. I am Jack. That is super producer Becca Ramos.
Hello, hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Woo. This is a barn burner of a trends episode. it's really hard to figure out which story to start with first. There's
truly
the bombshell on Capitol Hill about Trump's behavior on the day of January 6th. But I think it's pretty safe to say that people want to hear about Hocus Pocus 2. the trailer just dropped. I am surprised this movie exists. I don't follow the trades that closely. I did not know they were going to re-up with a Hocus Pocus sequel. Becca, are you a Hocus Pocus fan?
To be honest, I am a Halloween Town girl. I love the Halloween Town franchise, the series. It's actually based in Oregon, in this like little town just north of Portland. And it's really cute to go during Halloween. They have like the little pumpkin there. And they have a pumpkin lighting ceremony like the movie. But I digress. We're talking about Hocus Pocus, not Halloween Town. If we're, you know, speaking of Disney Halloween-y witchy franchises.
Yeah. I was not even familiar with Halloween Town. I was 18 when that movie came out, which I think is a little old for Halloween Town.
It was past your time. You know, it was, you know, right on target for me. But Hocus Pocus, I remember watching it. It didn't gravitate to me super much, but I was like very into like witches and all that stuff. I was probably a witch for Halloween 3 different years in a row.
Wow.
I have heard buzz about this. It has been like, I think they have a cult following. Hocus Pocus, like Disney has realized the power of Hocus Pocus. There is so much merch at Disney World revolving Hocus Pocus. If you go during Halloween, they have like a whole Hocus Pocus like parade theme show at mm-hmm. the end with the fireworks and all that stuff. So
oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's become quite the like, I feel like really big in cosplay. Like people love to dress as the Sanderson sisters? Yeah. People love to cosplay the Sanderson sisters. So it does not surprise me that this is coming back. I was shocked that Sarah Jessica Parker did sign on and mm-hmm. she is in it. And they look good. Like in the trailer, I was shocked on how good they looked.
Well, that's one of the benefits of like going back to a role where they like aged you up to look like you were 200 years old in the first one. Because then now you're just like, yeah, we still works.
I forgot how young she was during that role. Because, yeah, they do age her up so much. I'm like, no way. Sarah Jessica Parker is like in her like early 20s, I think, in that role.
So the film stars Bette Midler, Kathy Najimy, and Sarah Jessica Parker as the... I guess they're not the titular witches. They're not like named Hocus and Poe and Cuss. Like,
but they are the titular witches. They're the Sanderson sisters.
They are the Sanderson sisters. And the thing that is surprising to me mostly about this sequel is that the original movie was set in a reality where the moral of the Salem witch trials is, yeah, man, those fools were witches. And you got to watch out for witches because they're evil. It's set in Salem. The witches from the witch trial come back to life and haunt, and like magic is unleashed, a lot of like Ghostbusters style magic. If I remember correctly, it's like a lot of like lightning CGI and wind machines, wind tunnel effects happening. But my younger sister did love the movie to the point that I've probably seen it dozens of times. And I don't know. We'll see. I'm excited now. I'm excited that people are excited.
Yeah, I mean, it is a Kenny Ortega original, so you know it's going to be good. He is the king of DCOM originals, and I love him for it. So I just very, like, I probably haven't seen it since I was little. I remember the little girl. Like, I remember the imagery. I remember having a crush on the older brother, and that's about all I got. Like, that is... Have not watched it since I was young, but I will obviously be tuning in to Hocus Pocus 2 because I love all things Halloween. It's my favorite holiday.
Who did you say? It is a what original?
A DCOM, Disney Channel original movie.
Oh, got it. Of course.
Because like when you turn on the TV, you know, during cable days and it's like DCOM special tonight, High School Musical 2.
Nice.
So, and then they play the theme music and then you got to run and get your popcorn before it starts.
That's fun. Well, speaking of being excited that people are excited, apparently on January 6th, Donald Trump was excited that his people were excited. but then he was mad because they wouldn't let him go to the party that they were having for him and had a temper tantrum and tried to grab the steering wheel of the car that he was in that his Secret Service were driving. This feels like the big one. This feels
Time, Jack, it feels like the big one. It's like we learn one new thing about Trump admitting that he was there, that he was an active participant, that he was, you know, committing crimes against his country. And yet, you know, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, I guess nothing's going to happen. It's pretty wild. It's the big one from an entertainment perspective.
It is. This quote is wild.
Yeah, we're getting some details. He said, I'm the effing president. Probably didn't say effing. Take me to the Capitol now. At that point, he reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel. The Secret Service agent grabbed his arm and said, sir, you need to take your hand off the steering wheel. We're going back to the West Wing.
I would just love to hear an interview from that Secret Service agent. Like, what is in that poor person's mind that they're like, this man is absolutely batshit crazy. And my life is on the line to protect his life, who is committing treason against our country. And I have to yell at him to not grab the steering wheel as I'm trying to drive him away from actively committing treason.
Yes.
As the president of the United States.
Yeah, they were under orders from both his lawyers who were like, oh, yeah, no, he can't do that. He'll go to jail forever if he does that. And then also their thing is to protect the life of the president. And he was like, yeah, I just want to go to the mob with all the guns. And they were like, oh, man, you super can't do that. So the testimony is from the top aide to Mark Meadows, Cassidy Hutchinson. What a name, Cassidy. But she also overheard on the day, she was in the vicinity of conversations where she overheard the president say something to the effect of, you know, I don't fucking care. that they have weapons. They're not here to hurt me. Take the fucking mags away, which are like the metal detector things. Let my people in. They can march to the Capitol from here. Let the people in. Take the fucking magnometers away. And she also heard, as they were storming the Capitol, saying, hang Mike Pence. Mr. Trump endorsed the violence. So it's like, it's all the bad stuff that we could have imagined was going on, was happening. I'm sure that this marks the new news cycle where the right is going to be trying to assassinate her character. But it's wild stuff, I would say. I mean, I don't know that it's going to change anything. Definitely interesting timing that this is all dropping like right after Roe was overturned, that they're like...
Yeah, it's like, I don't know if it's like a Democratic push for us to forget that we're upset about Roe and to be upset about Donald Trump. But right. Then it's also like, are you going to actively do anything about either? No. And that's, I think, been the frustrating thing with the whole, you know, January 6th hearings and everything, because there's so much obviously now compounding evidence that treason was committed and actively, you know, sought out. And this is, what are we going with it? Are we ever going to get a conclusion that is of right and justice for the treason our president committed?
No.
Probably. It is, you know, it is a thing to laugh about right now in the sense that it is nice to be proven correct on how fucked up it was. But wow, is it disheartening to hear that and know just how little anything is going to get done about it.
So I could see the thing about this that makes me hopeful is that this makes me hopeful. It does seem like some mainstream Republicans are like, all right, so obviously we can't let this guy run.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
That would mean that they would have two big candidates because Trump is running. I don't give a fuck. He's not going to not run just because you tell him not to. So he's definitely going to be running for president. So if you have two big right-wing candidates, then maybe, you know, left-wing candidates start getting in the mix, is my hope, is that like we have a four candidate race, because we clearly need a third party candidate that is to the left of Biden running. And I think there would be a surprising amount of support for that, that the corporate media would not cover, but, you know, would show up at the voting tallies, even if they don't win. It would at least continue to push the Democrats to acknowledge just how completely unsustainable it is to just continue to be the party of inaction. Their main constituency seems to be corporations. Like I think we should have known that when, you know, Obama worked his ass off to have like a universal health care, and then health insurance companies wrote the law. That's like, yeah, no, that's, if that's the best we can do, it's not good enough. Like this party not going to work. So anyways, that's my hope, is that having Trump and a Republican candidate would open it up for more like third party candidates. And I do think that it would be very annoying, because everybody who is a mainstream Democrat would be talking, you know, nonstop, and all the New York Times and everything would be switching between ignoring and trying to tear down AOC or whoever the candidate is. But exactly. I do think there would be some support in the voting booths. And it is election day, right?
Yeah. Speaking of voting booths, woo!
Yeah.
Now more than ever, it is important to vote the state and local level. That is where we as the little people can make the most change and, you know, actively be a part of the community. You know, it is where you live. It is just so, so, so important. I am residing in New York, and today is the primary elections for New York, also in Illinois, Colorado, Oklahoma, and then there's runoffs in Mississippi and South Carolina. So get out there. I voted this afternoon. And voting polls in at least New York are open till 9 p.m. And yeah, just go. I know it's like with everything going on in the news, it feels so dystopic. Even I was like, oh, God, I don't want to vote. But my friend was like, Becca, let me help you get informed, sent me a bunch of really important documents about the working families party. And I was like, wow, this is really great, informative, really helped me get out there. Voting took me literally 5 minutes. There's only five positions you're voting on for this election right now. So just do your civic duty. You can make a difference at the state and local level, which is like with everything going on with Roe v. Wade, is so, so, so important to keep your eyes on that stuff versus just the holistic national depressing news.
Yeah.
That's my push.
Good push. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about Barbie.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
And we're back. And, you know, no major news, but we just got new looks from the set of Barbie. They appear to be filming like on location in public in a lot of cases, and so we're just getting like lots of photos of Ryan Gosling looking good as Ken in Cowboy Ken get up.
Yes,
also
so offline,
Rollerblade Ken get up.
Yeah, offline we had a debate a week or two ago about, you know, Ryan Gosling being Ken. I will put myself out there and say I felt like he was a little old, you know, especially compared to Margot Robbie. Mm-hmm. But after these pictures have come out, I have rescinded my original opinion. I am full for Ryan Gosling being Ken. And that's all to say, I love Ryan Gosling. I've been a Ryan Gosling fan from the jump. But I was just like, that initial photo to me, I was like, in comparison to Margot Robbie, I don't know. They're, you know, like 10, 11 years apart. But these photos of Cowboy Ken, they got me. I'm in. Yeah. I'm fully in. I'm excited.
And I just go need look. You to go on the record and say that the like switch of the position is not because Ryan Gosling is the same age as me. And I said, I don't know, maybe rethink that position. Rethink your bullshit slander of 41-year-olds. An R. Kelly fan was accused of planning to storm the prosecutor's offices. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, it's so 39-year-old Illinois man was charged days ahead of Kelly's scheduled sentencing hearing. Basically, his plan was during the sentencing hearing to storm the office to not let them, you know, arraign R. Kelly, which is bananas. You know, we were talking about how so many of the wrong people get to storm things, and none of the right reasons.
Take back storming things. This is really, we're fucking up. Letting the wrong motives storm everything.
Yeah. So, you know, glad that he was, you know, arrested, I guess. But by golly, think about who you're protecting.
Wow. And his statement was, get real familiar with this building. Kells goes down. Everybody's going down.
Yikes.
All right. So Ghislaine Maxwell, the people who were planning to storm the building before she was sentenced, didn't get there in time. And she's been sentenced to 20 years and to pay $750,000 fine, which is not enough. But
yeah, they were trying to push for more. But, you know, the government.
It's both not enough and also more than I would have expected for somebody who I think a lot of people suspect is like protected, was going to be protected at the highest levels. But yeah, true human monster, garbage person, not a garbage person, like a emptier of garbage cans. anyways, yeah, fuck Ghislaine Maxwell. Finally, Machine Gun Kelly. We just saw a picture of Machine Gun Kelly, and that is noteworthy. Very strange-looking human.
He is very tall and Slenderman-looking, and the image that we are speaking of is someone tweeting Rock and Roll Ken and Barbie in reference to a hot pink getup that Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox are sporting. And, you know, I disagree, but that's my opinion.
You disagree that they are Rock and Roll Ken and Barbie?
Absolutely.
You should have to look at this?
Yeah, both. You know, like it's Machine Gun Kelly's in that weird camp of like a very particular type of white boy that men find or women find attractive. I don't understand it. And Megan Fox is. I feel like she has been done unjust by the Hollywood system. I love Megan Fox, beautiful, but not a fan of this pairing. I'm tired of seeing them. The internet needs to stop giving me Machine Gun Kelly, Megan Fox content. I don't want to hear more about their sex life. I feel like no one has asked, and yet they keep volunteering information. So I'm not going to give them Rock and Roll Ken and Barbie because I don't think he's a rock and roll star. I'm sorry. Like, he's a bad artist, and I don't know how he's been getting so much media press. He's got a documentary coming out on Hulu. Very confused. I don't get it. Come for me.
Yeah, I think that my understanding of Machine Gun Kelly was greatly enhanced when I saw the corporate A&R meeting where he was on the big like boardroom table doing like air guitar to his new album, which he was like debuting for a bunch of suits. And people were like, oh my God, like my day has been pretty cool. How about yours? Got to do a meeting with Machine Gun Kelly. And like, it's just, he's just appropriating a various like styles of like punk and rap and being like a bad boy, but like he's doing it for corporate suits and the fact that he's willing to do a thing that generally like is a stance that doesn't always coincide with someone being super comfortable selling out. The fact that he is both trying to be a punk and also super comfortable selling out to the point that he's like dancing on a table for a boardroom full of suits, like makes his career make more sense to me. That like, once I saw that, I was like, oh, I'm going to be seeing so much more of this person.
Yeah, it's just the Machine Gun Kelly, Megan Fox relationship has been such a wild whirlwind of media press. We were talking before this on how, like, you know, Megan Fox has disappeared for many years from the media, primarily because she was unjustly blacklisted from Hollywood. But now it just seems like she is just Machine Gun Kelly's girlfriend. But all the clips of them lately have been very much like, oh, she's kind of sick of this too. Like, we're sick of it. Like, he's like, you know, his little spider arms wrapping around her being like, yeah, my fiance and I, we're just so in love. And like, you know, they're like making out on the red carpet. And it's so clear that she's like out of the, oh, I'm so happy that my boyfriend's obsessed with me phase to this like, man, get him off of me. I need to breathe. So
has she said stuff like that, or are we just reading body language
and being
like, she must hate this, right? She's got it. Like, this has to be insufferable.
Yeah, there's been two or three clips. Like, I think there was one from the Kardashian wedding that they were invited to, Kourtney and Travis's wedding. They were sitting together, and he like made this whole speech, and then he made it about Megan Fox at the Kourtney wedding, and it's like, okay. And she looks so annoyed, like, oh my god, please sit the fuck down, like, I'm so tired of talking about our love. And then there's like one red carpet instance where she's just like being talked to by a reporter, and then he just like comes around and he's like wrapping his arms around her and being like, yeah, we're just so in love. And it's just like, I'm like, as a woman who has been in relationships with many men who sometimes are overwhelming, you're just like, yeah, like, let the girl breathe. Like, sometimes you just don't want to be absorbed in front of people. You're just like, get off me. So I feel for her, Megan Fox. I hope you find peace.
Yeah, me too. Definitely done wrong by like 90s, 2000s Hollywood. And yeah, in the Molly Lambert profile of the two of them, I think he like used the phrase haunted fairy tale like three times. He was like, it's like we're in the stars of a haunted fairy tale. And I'm like, in my own nightmare dreamscape fairy tale. And like,
only
I just
six words.
It was like, oh man, this, she's going to get tired of this, but I don't know. He's also got the Pete Davidson spider human body that people seem to really go for these days.
I really like it. So, I don't know.
I get it. I think you should be canned personally. That's where I'm coming from. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this June 28th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And go look up, contribute to abortion funds. All right. We are back tomorrow. Talk to y'all then. Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.